A real socialist or communist society cannot and would not have wage labor, commodity production, money. And it would not have institutions of oppression such as army, police, prisons, indoctrination courses in schools, in general, oppression of various kinds.
Gaspar Miklós Tamás spoke of the values held by radical leftists which have opposed both liberal capitalism and communism in the 20th century. Karl Marx, he said, believed that capitalism was one of many economic systems and that it would end. Nevertheless,
what Marx has to say about labor, exploitation, money, inequality, and so on and so forth, are specific views concerning capitalism, and they are not a general theory of human development and of human condition.
In Marxist analysis, Mr. Tamás says, capitalist exploitation and class inequality are manifested by a false dichotomy between the public and the private. In liberal democracies, citizens are theoretically equal in the political realm and are free to enter into labor contracts with employers in the economic realm.
This is why Marx is such a good thinker, because he never thought that bourgeois society is not free and equal, that these were just lies of the ruling class. And the mystery of this society is that why is there exploitation and oppression in societies in which citizens as subjects are free and equal?
And the challenge posed by the socialist and communist revolutions have been that governments must run the economy. Unfortunately, says Gaspar Miklós Tamás, Stalinists and to a lesser extent social democratic societies did not eliminate the mediation between labor and the means of production, but instead substituted the myth of the free market for the myth of scientific planning.
The fusion of the producers with the means of production in Stalin societies is not executed according to the producers' will and their philosophical and moral ideas about how to live, how much to work, what to produce, what are the different roles that in a completely free and non-coercive society can be accepted, but by rationalistic precepts that were guided by the abstract ideal of equality.
Moreover, Marx had clearly stated that the origin of exploitation and inequality was in the nature of work itself.
The proletarians are so exploited and oppressed that they have no common interests with the rest of the society. Therefore, if such a class is allowed to exist, that's not a human society any longer. And all emancipation and liberation will have to be through the self-liquidation of proletariat.
Until now, even liberal democracies have postulated that producers, sometimes known as human beings, had political rights. But Mr. Tamás saw his country of Hungary in the past year elect an openly fascist government and allow racist riots against its gypsy minority. Gaspar Miklós Tamás now believes that a new culture of the left, similar to the workers' movement of the 1920s, is needed to create an alternative to capitalism.
The old workers' movement, in spite of everything and the self-delusions, is the first political power in the world that had created for a subaltern class a genuine and autonomous culture that was a real challenge to the culture of the ruling class.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.